More than 200 bird enthusiasts congregated in the heart of Wisconsin over the weekend. They're helping with a gargantuan effort to count the birds that nest in the state. At last count, that was almost 240 species. The findings will eventually be chronicled in the Wisconsin Breeding Bird Atlas. The project will take about 5 years.
Iconic species.
Bill Miller nearly burst in quiet excitement about the upcoming bird atlas even a year ago. He was standing near a frozen swamp in a wooded area of Ozaukee County. Miller and Tim Demers were eagerly anticipating the arrival of the American woodcock.
They just love this kind of habitat. They're really unusual. They're really bizarre looking birds. Got this really long bill, which they insert into wet soil and capture earthworms.
In turn, Tim Demers offered his version of a woodcock mating call.
I can give it a go.
Okay.
Look at that. Yep. This is really high.
Bill Miller heads the Western down. Great Lakes Bird and Bat Observatory, one group leading the bird count starting this spring. Thousands of volunteers and professionals will comb habitats looking and listening for evidence that birds are breeding.
So let's say, for example, you hear a rose-breasted grosbeak male singing on 2 days, 7 days apart. That's kind of a low level of breeding evidence.
Miller says the likelihood increases if you return to the scene and see signs.
You might see the female rose-breasted grosbeak carrying nesting material. That's like one additional piece of evidence getting closer to proof. Then you might actually see the female bird on the nest.
Or you spot both parents feeding their young. Eureka.
Now you have confirmation in that location. So all of these places for all of the species are then mapped, you know, for the whole state of Wisconsin. And the degree of breeding evidence for all of these 230-odd species. So it's a massive undertaking.
Trackers who are up to the challenge will slog into swamps or amid poisonous plants. Miller says the overarching goal is to keep common birds common by sharing their numbers with federal and state agencies. Data gathered for the atlas might drive comprehensive conservation measures. At least Miller hopes so.
Because if you let a species become endangered and you wait until then to start doing conservation, it's hugely complicated and it's also hugely expensive. And you have no real guarantee that it'll even work. But if you work at the other end, when birds are still abundant, you have a much greater chance of success.
So think about, if you imagine this 3-mile by 3-mile area.
Last week I caught up with Miller in a different habitat, a meeting room on Milwaukee's east side. About 2 dozen people ventured out on a bitterly cold evening to learn about the Atlas Project. Miller told them it's an opportunity to drink in their surroundings.
Every person that I know who's worked on a breeding bird atlas, they said, after I was done with that, I went to another level. I was able to go out in some natural area, in some kind of habitat, and see things and enjoy things in ways that I never had before. And one of the chief ways that you do this is by forcing yourself to slow down.
Miller's message also includes a solemn note.
The worrisome thing is a full 1 out of every 3 of our Wisconsin breeding bird species is in decline.
And around the globe, 12% of all bird species are in severe decline.
As you get very involved in a project like this, you see the effect of decreases in water quality. You see habitat degradation going on before your eyes. You experience the effects of climate change or urban sprawl.
The tone of the presentation shifts again when Miller draws the audience into an exercise, name that bird.
Who wants to guess?
The careful observation ahead is no mere game. The groups involved hope the multi-year project and the $2 million it will cost translates into action. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.
Yes. Okay, we'll show you the answers now. Read them and weep, as they say.
Yeah, that was a little harder.
Yeah.